The Wagner Group is a private Russian paramilitary force that was founded in 2014 after Moscow took over and annexed Crimea. The group is founded by Russian businessman Yevgeny Prigozhin, who's close to President Vladimir Putin. He has a catering business and was called Putin's chef. The Wagner Group recruited Russian prisoners to fight in Ukraine, promising that they will be free men when they return if they survive the war. Pavel Felgenhauer is a defence and military analyst. He joins us now live via Skype from Moscow. Pavel, good to have you with us. Just how strong a fighting force are the Wagner Group, at least on the ground in Ukraine? Are they making a difference to combat there?
Well, yes, they're making a difference. Their strength, it varies. In times when they're not very much needed, since it's a kind of private, though connected to the Russian state, military organization, they shrink. When there's needed and there's money, they expand their ranks dramatically. Well, the same happened with the, say, French Foreign Legion in the wars, colonial wars in Indochina and in Algiers. They sometimes expanded up to 100,000 in the 50s. Now, of course, they're much smaller. So Wagner typically is not very big, but now they say there's tens of thousands of new recruits, many of them, if not the majority, former inmates who were promised pardons by President Putin for their taking part in the fighting. So now they're a formidable group, and they're fighting, well, not bad, with lots of valor, and right now they're pushing forward.
And, Pavel, what is their legal status on the battlefield? Under whose command are they? Who do they answer to?
Well, that's a pog. They don't have a legal status because Russia does not have any kind of official laws or regulations regulating private military companies. When pauses and fighting, when, say, in Ukraine, there in the Donbass, there was a more or less a ceasefire of sorts, they established legal entities somewhere in the Caribbean or somewhere. So, and it's apparently the Russian authorities and the Russian military like it that way, that they don't have a legal status. That means anything they do, the Russian authorities can claim that they're not responsible, plausible deniability.
I want to ask you a question away from the Wagner Group about the appointment of Colonel General Alexander Lapin as the new chief of ground forces. What's the significance of that?
Well, he's not really the chief of ground forces. He's the chief of staff of the ground forces. In Russia, that means second in command of the ground forces. There's a supreme commander in chief of the ground forces, the army, and he has a chief of staff. That's, of course, a honorary position. Not that it brings that much direct power, because the command of the army does not command directly any kind of troops. They have a headquarters in Moscow, and they oversee planning, training, things like that. This General Lapin was severely criticized by the Chechen warlord Kadyrov, and by former President Medvedev, and by Yevgeny Prigozhin, for the owner of the Wagner Group. So he kind of was removed from his command in the Donbas, but now is reinstated for an important position, which is, of course, means that the Kremlin does not want to directly follow what those Prigozhin and Kadyrov say.
Always good to talk to you, Pavel. Many thanks indeed for being with us. Pavel Felgenhauer there in Moscow.
Thank you.